Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about what in Chinese. We have Gina Pell. Gina, she is the content chief at The What. Right, hi Gina, 你好.
你好, hi Xiaolan.
Hi, right, what is The What? You have to tell us.
Well, The What is a weekly newsletter that I write, and it's basically five things that I find interesting, and it can range from my favorite book or wellness secret. I call it a clever list for curious people, and I send it out via email every Wednesday.
Right. I'm one of your loyal subscribers.
Oh, good.
Receiving
Thank
The you. What every Wednesday, as you said. Okay, I know you have gazillion readers of your The What. They are there waiting for you to share what you like every Wednesday. That is quite something.
Thank you.
We need to know how to say The What in Chinese.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We say 什么. That's it.
什么. Do you pronounce the N or do you just kind of glaze over it?
We just make it light.
什么.
Yeah. And 什 actually as originally meant is assorted.
Hmm.
So I think it's already explained what you are doing. You went through the knowledge, information, and things you come across, combining with your exquisite taste.
Oh, thanks.
And you come out with your own views about things, about objects, about art or beautiful things. So it's already assorted. 什, assorted. And 么, actually, meaning is similar to what, but in this case, we can't just say 么. It's a little bit weird. So we say 什么.
I like the way it sounds in Chinese. Sounds great.
Yeah. And then if we want to ask why, then we say 为什么. And in this case, it's the same as English, for what.
Mm-hmm.
And 为什么, 为 is for. So for what.
For what.
Yeah,
为什么
means why. And then when you want to ask, hey, what are you writing about this week? Then you can say 是什么. 是 is a verb, just like is or am or are. So 是什么. What is that?
What is that? 是什么.
Yeah. And then when we want to ask, what is that specifically, that object? Then we say 那是什么. 那 is like there, that one. 那是什么. And then if we want to say what is this, then we say 这是什么. So I'm pointing at my pen and I can ask 这是什么.
I have a pen too in my hand.
Yeah, so 这是什么. This is a pen. So that's 什么. That's what. So can you share with us, I know it's coming out on Wednesday, what are you sharing this week? What are you sharing? 什么?
Actually, I am going to be sharing the Chinese podcast. That was even before you asked me to come on. So it's something I find really fascinating. And I've been talking about Chinese to friends, how brilliant it is to have a beautiful graphical representation of how to learn a language.
Thank you.
That's exactly what should be in 什么.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Wow. So we must share your 什么 as well, The What. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us, why did you come up with this idea? I always know you are so creative, and from your previous career, you are always on the top of the edge.
Yeah, that's too kind. I've been in independent publishing online since 99, and so this is my third company. And I came out with The What really because I felt like there was nothing out there for me that really spoke to me. In fact, a lot of news explicitly said, this is news for millennials.
Yep.
And I'm not a millennial anymore. So I wrote content that I wanted to read. So I made it for myself and for my friends, and it's just grown since then.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's incredible. Right. I also know that you have a lovely family with the children and husband. Today, when your husband comes home, maybe you can ask him what he wants to eat. Should we try that in Chinese?
Oh, yes, let's do that.
吃什么?
That's right. 吃什么?
吃什么? Yeah. 吃 is to eat. And then 什么, you already know, is what. So eat what. So that's it. So 吃什么. And 吃 is quite interesting as a character. It's actually the shape of a mouth, the square.
Hmm. mm-hmm.
and a person begging. So when your mouth is begging, then that means you're hungry. And so it means to eat. So 吃什么, you can ask him, his name Dave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can, right. You can ask him, hey, Dave, what do you want to eat?
吃什么?
Yeah, and he can tell you, okay, I want some dumplings. And then you can say, okay, then what do you want to drink? You can say 喝什么? Is to drink.
喝.
Yeah, sounds like her, but then we make it flat.
喝什么?
And then after the meal, you say, hey, let's watch a movie on Netflix. 看什么? 看 means to watch.
To watch.
看什么? And then to say, okay, before bed, let's listen to some music. 听什么? 听 is to listen. So what do you want to listen? 听什么?
Do I have a horrible American accent when I'm speaking Chinese?
No, you're amazing. I didn't hear the accent.
You're kidding.
No, because Chinese people, they are very tolerant people. When you make an effort, people really appreciate it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and that's an icebreaker, I promise you. So you are doing great. 什么? It's your newsletter, the what? 什么? That's right. And then tonight you ask your husband, what do you want to eat? 吃什么? What do you want to drink? 喝什么? What do you want to watch? 看什么? What do you want to listen? 听什么?
Right, that makes a lot of sense.
So now you have a Chinese name for your newsletter, and you can expand to China, the what? 什么?
I love it. I love the way it sounds.
Right, thank you very much, Gina, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about what? The what? 什么? Thank you, Gina.
谢谢.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.